Thank you. My name is Tom Thompson, 173 Strawberry Hill Road, Orford, New Hampshire, zip 03777. I am here today representing the Thompson Family Tree Farm, which my wife and I own, of 2,800 acres. I would first like to thank both our senators, U.S. Senators Shaheen and Kelly Ayotte, for setting up the two hearings, one in Plymouth and one here today. And in those two hearings, there have been nearly 1,000 people that have turned out to speak loud and clear to our government on this issue. I also like to thank my Congressman Bass for coming today and Senator Kelly Ayotte taking both of these, your important time from your families away to hear us, and Senator Jeannie Forrester and, of course, Councilor Ray Burton. I am here today to fully disclose to you, and I have before, that I own property in both the primary and the secondary routes of the Northern Pass. I'm going to speak about real estate issues. The Northern Pass has impacted from the day they printed the maps of the Northern Pass, both secondary, primary and secondary routes, your real estate now has devalued significantly, and some say from 20 to 25% and could be more. And we already know what the recession has done to our real estate values. But you also need to understand this. If you want to sell or you need to sell now, you must disclose the Northern Pass, whether you are impacted by it directly or you are within the view shed. And you know what that will do to the value. My prediction is that you will see many of these small towns that are impacted, people today, will start going in for abatements on those properties, and they can do so. The Department of Energy and the nation as a whole has failed the United States citizens on energy independence in this nation. We are now 68% dependent on foreign oil. When my father was governor, it was 24%. If we continue down this road, and we know what's happening in the Middle East, we could be brought to our knees. We need to have energy inside our boundaries in the United States. We have the resources. We do not have the will. By doing so, we will create good jobs, and those jobs will create the dollars will stay within the local communities, just exactly as it does within the wood energy. And New Hampshire is the second most heavily forested state in the United States. And if the Northern Pass goes through, those wood energies will disappear other than the two that PS&H either control or are buying power from. How many of you here today approve of a foreign company, the Northern Pass, Hydro-Quebec, coming in and taking your lands through eminent domain? Can I see a show of hands? How many here approve that? Let the record show the Department of Energy. Not one hand was shown. This, ladies and gentlemen, will be a campaign issue for 2012. My prediction for every elected official in this state and the presidential candidates who are coming in to the first in the nation primary, do your homework on this issue, the Northern Pass. It will be a huge campaign issue, and you will be asked by us where you stand on that issue. And we, the people, will vote in 2012. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Tom.